It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Well, if your squash and pumpkins and watermelons are kind of looking like you could enter them and win the world's biggest veggie contest, I'd love to review how do we actually harvest all these squashes that are all over our gardens?
Yeah, you know, I've been at the Champlain Valley Fair this week judging vegetables. I'm trying not to be too harsh on them. But it also reminds me that it is good to know when to harvest not only winter squashes and pumpkins, but also some of your melons and watermelons. So I thought it'd be a good time to review that. So first of all, let's start with the melons. Cantaloupes, for example, really easy. Just take a look at the cantaloupe fruit itself. When the skin starts turning a little bit of a brownish color, lift it up, and if it slips off the vine, just automatically, without much tugging or pulling, it's ripe. It's a really easy way to find out. Watermelons are a little harder because watermelons will not just slip off the vine when they're ripe. So you can try some old-fashioned home remedy type things like thumping them and, you know, getting used to what the sound is like. If they have a hollow sound, they tend to be ripe. If they don't, they're not ripe yet. Some people look at the belly, you know, the bottom of the watermelon that's sitting on the ground. When it turns yellow, that usually is a sign. But the best sign is that tendril, which is a little curlicue, right next to your watermelon fruit, the one that's closest to the watermelon fruit. When that turns brown, that's the sign when you cut that melon and bring it indoors, and chances are it'll be ripe. Now, winter squash are a little bit easier because they turn the color that they should, and you can also leave them out in the garden. So, for example, butternut squashes turn a tan color. You have to know your variety, though, because some, like acorn squashes, can be white, they can be green, they can be black when they're mature. So just knowing that mature color is important. The other thing you can do is just take your thumbnail and gently press it on the skin. If it can leave an indentation really easily, then it's not ripe yet. If you get some resistance, then it's probably ripe. And of course, you can leave them out there for as long as you want. As long as they don't get frosted, then they'll be okay. So picking at the right time will be a key to make sure you have a really healthy crop and one you can store through the winter.
Yeah, what's the consequence of, say, like harvesting your watermelon too early? Is it just green inside? What does it look like?
Yeah, it just looks like you can, well, if it's a red-fleshed watermelon, it'll look pink or maybe just kind of greenish pink, won't have the flavor to it. It'll be very disappointing after you've grown a nice big watermelon.
Right, okay, got it. Okay, question from Patty in Richmond. Patty writes, my stonewall flower garden is full of horsetail, fern-like weeds. I read that vinegar would help kill it, but I'm worried about my perennials that I've planted. Will the vinegar hurt perennials? And if so, is there something else that's more effective? It's very invasive in my garden. I can't keep up with it, and I'm just constantly trying to weed it out.
Yeah, Patty. So first of all, yes, the vinegar will harm your other plants. That is very acidic, and that will harm most of the plants in your garden. It's kind of an indiscriminate killer, you might say. So I would not use that to get rid of horsetail. Horsetail has been around for thousands of years, long before humans were here, and they probably will be here long after we're gone too. Horsetail is a surviving kind of weed. So the way to get rid of it is to try to be more diligent, more tenacious than it is. So that would mean after a rain in the spring, when it pops up, try to pull it out, get as much of the root system as possible. Keep cutting it back all summer long. Keep pulling it out as much as you can. If you only have a little bit here and there, you probably can get on top of it and be okay doing that method. If you have a lot of it, you might even consider pulling out some of those perennial plants, covering the whole area with like a tarp of black plastic and leaving it for a year or two to weaken the plant, then coming back after you pull the plastic off and pulling it out that way. There's really no easy way to get rid of horsetail, but if you're more tenacious than it is, you can take care of it.
Okay. Barbara in Huntington has this question. We'll also include a photo of what she's trying to identify. And Barbara writes, Charlie, I'm having trouble identifying an invasive vine growing in areas on our property. I thought it might be kudzu, but it's got white flowers. They're not honeysuckle. They're almost like small bouquets, she writes. And the vine grows in open areas, blanketing ferns and large shrubs, but can also start growing on trees on the forest edge.
Yeah, so if it's blooming now, my guess is that it is the sweet autumn clematis. And this is a version of the native clematis that is much more aggressive, much more invasive, and actually on a lot of invasive plant lists. I talked about flowering vines actually last week, and this was one I was talking about. So that's probably what it is. And I would suggest, if you can, to cut it down and pull it out as much as you can. If you really like a fall blooming clematis, go with the Clematis virginiana or the Virgin's Bower. That one looks similar, but it's not as aggressive and invasive.
Thanks so much. And if you have questions, send them to us at vpr.org.
You're welcome, Mary. And next week, if you're thinking about bringing some plants indoors, send us some questions, because that's what I'll be talking about. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.